Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. They're not starting that thing downtown already, are they? Are they already, like, sealing off?
They begin it at 4 p.m.
We'll have the full story on the news coming up in moments.
How exciting. And what is it? It's some disco band and then a thing. They're dropping some sort of a ball or something. And this is just because we... Isn't that because we had that riot? Was it last year that there was all the
year before. Year before.
Bunch of... It's always skaters. Skaters are at the root of all these... You know, can I just tell you this? That all of societal's ills can be traced back to the French, the hippies, and the skaters. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about. You put somebody in a pair of... You dress somebody in vision streetwear, and they just become a hoodlum. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, there's talk about turning Pioneer Courthouse Square into a skating rink 17 weeks out of the year. It'll cost $10 million.
That's great.
So they're trying to raise that kind of money for 17 weeks of skating.
We're being black. Is this just so they won't riot again?
Yes.
So we're just being blackmailed. We're being extorted into doing that. All right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080 in Portland. Coming up here just a few, we'll continue with Jolie here in a second. There was some other stuff we wanted to get to, and then we get all this crap. Later on, Clyde Lewis will be here for News at Ground Zero, special wrap-up edition as we enter 2003, Year of the Clyde. Mark in North Portland, you're on Hot Talk Today, KOTK. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
What do you got?
Hey, I saw an interview with Tom Jones, and he was talking about back in the 60s, after he got done doing a show, he goes backstage, and there's Uncle Milty with his friend, and supposedly Tom Jones had this rep that he was rather well endowed, and so they got this bet going, and the interviewer asked, well, is it really true about Uncle Milty? Is he really that big? And Tom Jones says, I don't know, he just took out just enough to win the bet.
And, you know, Tom Jones is one of those guys that has to have a Louisville slugger, too, just because he's Tom Jones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just look at him. Tom Jones is one of those guys, just one of those sex machine, freaky British guys that your mom is all about.
You know, the scary thing about Tom Jones is he's a grandfather, and the daughters of the women from back in the 60s are going to his concert and throwing their underwear up on the stage.
Seriously, have you ever thought about this, that when Gene Simmons or Steven Tyler goes out on tour, there's a high likelihood, probability at least, that Steven Tyler's probably having sex with his own illegitimate daughters when he goes out on tour? Don't even know it.
He boggles the mind.
He goes to Cincinnati in 1977, comes back to Cincinnati in 1995. You tell me there's not a better than average, you know what I mean? Just leaving a trail of, little bastard children everywhere he goes. That's Mark in North Portland. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Tom Jones is one of those guys that's just, he's an enigma to me, though, because I don't know about you all, but I grew up, I guess, too late where I look at Tom Jones and he's just so, like, I can't get past the camp aspect of Tom Jones. I can't get past the kitschiness of him. But there's chicks, it's not just Marge Simpson. There's, like, chicks everywhere who just love his ass. I don't know why that is. It's like those same weird, kind of creepy, scary women that are all into Wayne Newton. What's that about? Women who are into Wayne Newton are sort of fag hags that don't know it, I think. I think it's like, you know those way that women just surround themselves with gay men? And I think it's like if you're sort of one of those women of a certain era, you don't openly, you're not an open fag hag. You just sort of hang out with Wayne Newton.
Is Neil Diamond in this category?
I don't know. Do chicks dig Neil Diamond? I mean,
oh,
older chicks?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Totally.
Do you?
Totally. Oh, I love
Neil Diamond. I do, too. He's great.
But would you sleep with Neil Diamond, given the chance?
No.
Jolie, if you were single?
Possibly, yes.
That's a yes. Possibly. Possibly is a yes.
He was pretty sexy back in his prime.
When a woman says possibly about that, that means yes. It's the opposite of when you talk to your mom. Did you ever ask your mom if you can do something? She goes, I'll think about it. And that means no. When you ask a woman, would you sleep with so-and-so? And she says, possibly. That means yes, but I don't want to look like a hoe. I don't want to look all loose, and so I'll say possibly.
All right. What are we talking about here?
Speaking of sex gods, here is Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
I find that flattering. This news is brought to you by the AutoZone. Is your car battery more than 3 years old? It may not make it through another cold winter. Don't get stranded because you will. Go to AutoZone for brand new battery today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Let's get ready to party. Last year, 35,000 merrymakers poured into Pioneer Courthouse Square to watch the midnight ball dropping. They're expecting a similar crowd tonight, but security will be tighter. you know, all these terrorists might be running around here. No lawn chairs, because I guess that's the preferred terrorist weapon.
A lawn chair?
Yeah, no chairs at all.
Hey, have you ever noticed that the weird class division among lawn chairs, the lawn furniture, the patio furniture, that there's all different types of lawn chairs, and when you get to be, like, solid middle class, you get that molded plastic white furniture.
Yep, kinda, I have it.
Kind of gives a little bit when you sit down, and it kind of buckles a little bit, kind of like you're living in Barbie's dream house. But then when you're sort of lower middle class or working class, you have that... He said that the aluminum tubing with the webbing over it. You know what I mean? It's all sticky and like it pokes your backside when you sit down in shorts. You know what I mean?
You know who doesn't have those kind of things to worry about?
Yeah, but that'd be you.
Not lower class, not middle class.
No.
Not even me. Actually, Christina. You remember Christina?
Like you're gonna be able to use a lot of lawn furniture in Bend. No, isn't it just scorching heat and then raining ice there?
You know the funny thing about it is she's actually not in Bend right now because she's on the phone. She's calling to mock us. She's in Las Vegas.
Where is that? Is that her on the?
That's her on
six?
Line six. Really, it is.
It's our Christina.
Our Christina in Vegas calling to say.
Do we have
I'm
her? Do we have the thing? Well, let's roll it then. Welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Producer emeritus Christina Carlson. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Just thought I'd call. I knew I was in your favorite place, so.
I thought you were going to the Rose Bowl.
I am going to the Rose Bowl. I'm getting in the car, and I'm going to head over to the Rose Bowl right now, but we thought we'd do a Vegas stop first.
God, you were so lucky.
Just stopping off in Vegas just on a whim.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, can I just tell you this? That driving back from Kennewick, you pass a bunch of exits for Bend, and
right.
I was tempted for about 3.5 seconds to pull off into Bend and to go looking for you, but then I regained control of my senses and decided not to do that. But
wouldn't have found me. So,
well, how long have you been in Vegas?
Three days.
What? Just because?
Just because? So we just kind of came down here. We just piled in the car and drove down and hung out, lost a bunch of money, and drank a lot, and it was great. So, now we're getting in the car and we're heading back over to LA. So we can be in Pasadena tomorrow.
All in the name of the service of the Lord,
no
doubt.
Isn't gambling a sin in the eyes of God?
Also drunkenness, by the way.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. We were just saying that you're a good person.
She missed the shotgun death of the 33-year-old Bend man. Involved in a 6-person fight.
Are you just trying to, like, get rid of John's income now that he's actually got it? You're just trying to fritter it away to nothing as soon as you possibly can?
Well, I figured that I worked the whole time that he wasn't working, so I should get some playtime.
So let's see. That sounds like code for send over the pool guy. Let me ask you this. Let's answer the question that's burning in the brains of everybody who misses you on the show. What are you doing now?
I'm not doing anything right now. I went up to Seattle for a long time and hung out there. Then I went down to Portland and hung out there. And then I drove to Las Vegas. Now I'm going to L.A. And then we're going to drive back. And then I'm going to go back to Bend. And there's 2 feet of snow there. So then I'll probably start skiing or something.
Jesus Christ. All right. So when the alarm goes off in the morning, or do you even bother to set the alarm? Or do you just, like, wake up?
Oh, no. I slept until about noon today because we were out till like, 4 last night, so.
Okay. Well, I guess that whole crawling back to me wanting her job back isn't really going to turn out.
Nah.
Yeah, somehow I don't think she misses us or you in specific.
Okay, but Steve Pelequin's got some stuff he could really use your help on.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure
I really didn't think that I was going to hear that name, so.
I think we can probably get you some trade at Burgerville.
Tempting.
Yeah, all right. So the Rose Bowl, where is it? Pasadena?
In Pasadena.
Yes, well. All right.
Well, maybe I'll call you from there tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
You guys can kind of follow me in my travels.
Is our general manager, Ron Carter, going to be there?
Yes, he is.
I hope so. He invited me to the pre-party that he's going to go to, so maybe I'll find him and we can get him on the phone or something.
You don't even work here. Why are you brown-nosing the GM still?
I don't know, because maybe it'll save me in the future or something.
What, save you from having to work? I think that ship has already sailed. I think it's already been taken care of. What are you in, Skull and Bones or something? No. Come to the secret skybox that only the Cougs know about.
Right.
So you're in Vegas. You're taking off. You're going to the Rose Bowl. So we're only doing the news hour tomorrow. We're only here from noon to one. So if you get a chance, you should call us.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, how's, what's
his name?
John. How's he doing?
Right. He's doing well. He lost a bunch of money, so.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm glad that things just continue to inexplicably fall out of the sky and into your lap. All right.
Such is my life. So.
All right. Travel safe.
Bye. Thank you.
Love you lots.
All right.
Bye. 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 Damn lousy, stupid life.
God, she is so lucky.
Damn, cursed existence. Damn stupid.
Vegas and the Rose Bowl?
Damn, dumb, stupid. All right.
Oh, so getting back to this.
Everything's a buzzkill. Now my mellow is all harshed.
Well, all right, he's Tim Riley. Now this partying begins at Pioneer Courthouse Square at 8.
So she gets to go to Vegas for 4 days and then Pasadena for the Rose Bowl. And meanwhile, we get, I don't know, whatever it is, they're having a big Twister game or something downtown.
Live disco begins at 9. Feel free to dress up as the Village People, if you so desire.
Okay.
Then after the ball is dropped at midnight, you'll be shepherded away from Pioneer Courthouse Square in an orderly manner and asked to go home. Max, the light rail will run till 3 a.m. for the convenience of pickpockets, the only sober ones riding. Follow-up. We learned that 14-year-old boy who was developmentally challenged and reported missing from his mother spent the night with a friend in Hillsboro.
You know, challenge makes it sound like if he just tried a little bit harder, he'd be as smart as everybody else.
He wasn't that dumb. He took a Max ride and came downtown.
Okay.
So, apparently an 8-year-old can ride on a Max and come back to Hillsboro.
Okay.
A plumbing company that charged an elderly woman more than $10,000 to unclog a toilet is facing a $2 million civil lawsuit. Apparently, the suit accuses the company of grand theft, elder abuse, and violating a dozen other sections of the business code. The suit calls for Drain Patrol to reimburse Anita Schoepling and others after alleged violations. They were paid the DA's office. The suit is based on 47 complaints against the company over the past 4 years. The complaints work out to one in every 11,000 jobs the company's completed. So that's not too bad. The, Drain Patrol has settled a bill for $3,300. So elderly people, watch out. Portland Metro forecast. It's going to be nice and rainy for the celebration of Pioneer Courthouse Square tonight.
So, I think it was sunny enough just to tempt everybody.
Yeah.
It was sunny just long enough to get these appetites for the sun wetted. Now it's gone back to, now we're back to living inside some hideous Frank Frazetta painting.
So I hope people don't start bashing each other with umbrellas because they're not banned, as far as we know. And then for New Year's Day, rated times, highs 45 to 50. Tim Riley of the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
It's 503-250 Tonetti in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We got this. We got more with Jolie here in just a second. I get Casey here in Sherwood. What do you got, man?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick? Yakima?
What?
The Tri-City?
Yes.
These are the places you hang out?
No, I don't hang out in Yakima. I had the drive.
You said you almost took a job there.
Well, when I was like 19. What are you going to do?
Okay.
Like, it wasn't like last year or anything. No, when I was growing up, I was working at this hideous place in Spokane, and I had just a miserable, hideous, a lot like Sarah's existence now. It was just miserable and horrible and low paid. And Yakima, just seeing that right now, what do you think the odds of that are? I'd vote about 90 to 1, yes. Okay.
All right, that's all I wanted to know.
To this day, I can't eat a sandwich without putting potato chips on it to make it crunchy. What? I mean, draw your own conclusions about my family, okay?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. White trash pride, yo. All right. Up in there, representing the 509, that's what we were saying the other day. From, what is it, K-Town? Yeah.
K-Town?
Jesus. All right. Am I white trash? How long have you been listening to this show? That's like the first thing you learn. That's like that's in the syllabus for the first day for this show. All right. Anyway.
The 10 most overexposed stars of 2002. The star's sex lives, legal woes make big news in 2002.
Can I just say, everybody just said J-Lo. Everybody just mouthed the words Jennifer Lopez when you said that. Most overexposed. And can I just, can't even get to Alicia. Can I just tell you this? That I don't even like to form the words. I don't even like saying this. It's sort of like, I don't know, it's like when you have to break the news about Colonel Henry Blake's plane being shot down over the Sea of Japan when he's going home. I don't even like to say this, but so I'm talking to Laura after the show yesterday, and she'd been talking about going to see the movie The Hours, which is that movie with Meryl Streep and Nicole, it's that Virginia Woolf movie, which is like a chick film, and it's like an Oprah thing, and it's not something I want to see. So she goes to see The Hours, and somehow gets like bait and switched into seeing, she went to see Made in Manhattan. I mean, what is that about? How could you even continue to date somebody? How can you, in good conscience, continue to be with somebody who voluntarily went to see Made in Manhattan? What is that all about? And then she admitted it. Then she admitted it. Here's the thing. If you go to see Made in Manhattan, just don't cop to it. Just lie. I never would have known. I would have remained clueless about it. I never would have had the image tarnished and sullied. Went to see, paid money to see Made in Manhattan, and then told me about it.
She did it on the economy show, at least?
I don't know. Christ, man, I don't know. All I know, I don't want to know any more about it. I've already known too much. It's one of the, I would just, what I wasn't knowing didn't hurt me. There's no, can I just tell you that no one, I can count on zero fingers the number of people I know who like Jennifer Lopez.
You're looking at one right now.
No, you don't. No one likes her.
I do.
What? Why? For what possible reason do you like Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez, not J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez, yes. She's beautiful. She is sweet.
What, she's sweet? Let's all raise up.
She's sweet like poison.
Everybody who thinks Jennifer Lopez is sweet, raise your hand. Yeah, that'd be you.
Uh-huh,
you'd be the only one doing that.
There's nothing wrong with her.
What, okay, Sarah can get with me on this.
So what if she has a lot of money?
She's a woman, too. Does Jennifer Lopez strike you as sweet? When you look at Jennifer Lopez, is sweet the first adjective that comes to mind?
She looks absolutely evil.
Doesn't
she? Especially that whole tipping thing. I mean, that reflects a lot on...
I don't know about
she
that.
She has so
that's
much money.
That's you're reading in the
oh,
paper.
Come on. The bitch vibes just come off of her. And I don't use that.
No.
I don't throw that word around real freely. But, man, she the bitch waves just come off of her like miles away. Man.
Have you ever watched like an E! True story on her behind the music?
No.
Everyone that she knew from childhood is like, yeah, you know, she was kind of a bitch. And she just, you know, worked her way up, stepped on whoever she needed to get to where she wanted to be.
But she's still just Jenny from the block. You would actually make, if it's true that you really like Jennifer Lopez, you would be, I think, I can say this pretty definitively, the only person I know who actually likes her.
I don't think you don't know very many people then.
I don't think there's anybody, okay, so it's not just us in the room. Does anybody here even know anybody who likes Jennifer Lopez?
No.
No.
Never.
No one. I mean, with the possible exceptions of Rosie O'Donnell and Courtney Love, she is the star who is most universally disliked by everyone. I mean, everyone dislikes Jennifer Lopez.
No.
P.
Diddy didn't.
Oh, he does now, though. I'm just saying. All right, anyway. So she's not number what? So
no.
So who are the 10 most overexposed celebrities?
Number 10, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, I'm with that. See, Rosie O'Donnell is a person that we can all admit that we dislike. There is no one on planet Earth who enjoys seeing Rosie O'Donnell, enjoys talking about Rosie O'Donnell, enjoys watching Rosie O'Donnell. There's no one.
I loved her show.
You didn't.
I did, too.
What is with you?
She's
sweet.
She's not sweet. And
she is.
Rosie O'Donnell.
She's funny.
Rosie O'Donnell is
she's
another
real.
Woman who obviously is bitchy, who tries to cover it up, but it's just like with Richard Nixon, man. She tries to whitewash it, but you can tell that she is just mean and hard and brittle and bitchy underneath that exterior.
We're women. We can be that way sometimes.
Yeah,
Julie, you like Rosie O'Donnell?
I did.
You like watching
Jennifer
girls kiss?
And Jennifer Lopez. All right, you're batting a thousand tomorrow. Who's
wrong
next?
With me.
Number nine is Eminem.
All right, now Eminem.
Okay, now that guy sucks.
What is it? Are you like the queen of contraria today? What is that all about?
I guess so.
So you don't like Eminem, but you're a big fan of Rosie O'Donnell and Jennifer Lopez.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm just keeping score. All right, let's move on.
Number nine is, wait a minute, number eight, they numbered this, right, is Justin Timberlake.
No, we're all, I think, moderately down with Justin Timberlake. If only because he's sticking it to Britney so hard in that video.
He's a dog.
Yeah, okay.
Number seven is Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, we're all tired of her.
Number six is The Bachelor.
The Bachelor who? The guy from the show?
I guess so,
yeah. All right.
Number five, Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah, I'm completely sick of her.
Number four,
you would so nail Winona Ryder if you had the chance
tomorrow. Can I just tell you, there's a lot of people I've been sick of 10, 15 years of my life that I'd probably nail. The list of people, when you're a guy, the list of people that you would nail is not necessarily different from the list of people that you do not like and cannot stand. Quite frequently, people appear on both lists. You know this. What kind of man are you?
Well, no, I mean, J-Lo's on that list. It's like, I don't like her, but I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers kind of thing.
Completely. I mean, the list of people that I both dislike, you know, even from afar and would still sleep with, you know, that's quite frequently, there's like a 90% overlap on that. I'd sleep with her on a rider, but I don't need to see her ass on television ever again.
Number four, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Number three, Britney Spears.
Yeah, see, again, I, you know, she comes here, she wants to offer me some sort of You know, pleasure, you know, that's fine. I take that. I'm sick of reading about her. You know, and it's like, I just want her to go away until she decides that it's time to revive her career by posing nude or writing a tell-all book. Then I'll pay attention again.
Number two, Anna Nicole Smith.
Love her.
Can I just tell you this? That there was a time, you know, Anna Nicole Smith, and it really is astounding that I would say this, but she's past the point, I think, where I would sleep with her. I never really thought those words would leave my mouth, but I got to tell you at this point, I don't think I would sleep with Anna Nicole Smith given the opportunity. I never really thought I'd say that, but
you were thinking about that you would
Anna
sleep
Nicole
with her?
Anna Nicole Smith, I mean, 10 years
God,
ago,
did you
in
see her
prime,
Christmas special, though?
In her prime, Anna Nicole Smith was beautiful. That's why she was Playmate of the Year. I mean, I'm not alone in thinking that. She was beautiful.
Yeah, but we're talking about now, though, like
well,
200 pounds later.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I never thought that I would get to that point where I'd say, no, I wouldn't sleep with her. But I think we've officially passed that point. It's just a day I never thought would come. She's right up there with Courtney Love, who Courtney Love ranks as the most attractive woman I would never, ever have sex with. And the most overexposed person of the year is...
J-Lo.
Yeah, see. There you go. All right, let's talk to Mick in Southeast. He's a full-time listener. What's up with you?
Jolie is losing lots of credibility with the men folk here, thinking that J-Lo's anything but a grudge.
See, and everybody and every guy spots, like, a mile away that she is going to take poor Ben Affleck, she's going to use that guy, she's going to kick him to the curb in a few years, he's going to be a shallow, broken husk of a man, his career's going to be in the toilet. This is one of those moments where you know that some guy friend, some dude, has got to break in and correct him before he makes this huge mistake.
Yeah, what I don't understand is that, you know, I don't think she's, you know, she's not unattractive, but, you know, Ben Affleck's got to be able to do a lot better than her.
Yeah, and can I get an amen on that, by the way, that Jennifer Lopez is not all that attractive? I mean, Jennifer Lopez to me is like Cindy Crawford was for a long time. Well, not ugly, obviously. She's an attractive girl. She's got a big ass.
Well, she's been fixed up a bit, too, facially.
Well, but it's not even that she's been fixed up facially. The entire appeal of Jennifer Lopez is that she's got a big ass. So what? So do 90% of the women in Portland. You know, it doesn't mean that Ben Affleck's going to, you know, throw away what promises to be a very lively bachelorhood. To marry her. And I just saw, and I had never seen the video for the Jenny from the Block song, but I saw it, I don't know, a couple days ago. I was watching MTV and Jenny from the Block came out, and the whole video was her and Ben Affleck, like, making out and, like, kissing in the Bahamas and just crap it on it. It turns my stomach even to watch it. It's just bad. Just a whole bad scene. So we can officially, and Laura, to her credit, by the way, felt bad about going to see Made in Manhattan. I think she's got, it's like that whole chick vibe, where you don't want to go see those movies, but you feel compelled to do it anyway, because chicks are just suckers for that Cinderella romance fantasy. They just are.
It's only because you made her feel so bad.
No, it's because she knows that J-Lo's a hoe, who can't act, by the way, who acts woodenly, who makes bland, uninteresting music. And you're only...
I don't listen to her music.
But the reasons that you like her are...
Maybe it's just because I've seen the movies and I liked what she portrays in the movies. I guess that could be it.
You just, I wash my hands.
Come on.
I can't.
Don't hate me.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a player hater.
I can have my own opinion.
Sorry. I should hate the game, not the player.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, we got more on the way, including Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero 2002 wrap-up. Talk to Nettie K. It's the K. It's a Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's a good time to note, by the way, that this hour of the Rick Emerson Show is and has for the past 26 minutes been brought to you by Michael Hacker Photography.
And I did write it on the board and remind you of it, so don't blame it on me.
I just suck. Professional full-service photography specializing in weddings. Call Michael Hacker Photography at 503-816-4944. 503-816-4944. Here is Sarah Dillon with traffic.
Trey just split me off.
Excellent.
Okay, he's been on the Banfield at Lloyd Bowl. Call now to join us, 503-816-4944.
503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Well, the news would have been sponsored by the WB32, telling you wrestling is back this Saturday night at 11 o'clock in the WB32, watching the historic return of Portland Wrestling. At 11 o'clock, Portland's WB32. The news you would have heard would be Quest laying off more people, asking for volunteers, and a Canadian peace group plans to launch weapons inspections in the United States, and the Cartoon Network will drop a wad of meat at midnight. That's it.
Okay. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-737-5955. Lots to get to. We're going to get to Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero in a moment, the lovely Kristen from accounting. Let's welcome to the show. No. That's entirely the wrong. We're going to welcome my girlfriend, the lovely Lara. All right, there we go. Somewhere My Love could be Trey's theme, but then our relationship takes on a whole new and altogether disturbing meaning. Hey, hon.
I cannot believe you've told everyone that
you
I went to
you called up and admitted it yesterday. You admitted it to Sarah.
I did not.
Oh, well, maybe not. Maybe I'm just making that up.
I didn't do any such thing. I bought a ticket to Punch Drunk Love.
But then you went to see Made in Manhattan.
The point is I bought a ticket to Punch Drunk Love.
Because you knew it was wrong.
As far as the movie industry and Regal Cinemas knows, I went to Punch Drunk Love.
But see, that's proof that you knew what you were doing is wrong. You knew that it was wrong to go see the J-Lo film, which is why you bought the ticket to the P.T. Anderson film.
I cannot believe you told everyone.
But why? What would possess
and
you?
And don't blame it on me, because I didn't say that she watched it. You said that.
What would possess you to see Made in Manhattan?
So, I'm a middle-class working girl.
What a working girl. What are you, a hooker? I'm a working girl.
I'm middle class, and we were all Red Cinderella as a girl. Every single one of us, Red Cinderella.
I can reread it.
What?
Nothing. I'm listening.
Cinderella story. It was just a remake of that, and everyone loves the classic story. You like hero's journey stories. I like fairy tale stories.
Just admit that you're a puppet. Admit that you're a puppet dancing on the end of the strings held by the man.
No one benefited from me. No J-Lo, at least. No big movie studio that supports J-Lo benefited from me going.
Yeah, but
so
now you're missing.
My conscience is fairly clear.
You're missing several thousand brain cells now, though, and that little tiny slice of your soul taken away that you can never get back.
Listen, Die Hard.
Hey, don't bust it on the Die Hard.
Chan, boy.
Don't. Okay, I'm not going to have that. We're not having that. All right. Just feel shame. Feel a little bit of shame.
You've made me feel shame now that you announced it to all of Portland.
You told me. I thought you weren't ashamed of it.
There some things that should be sacred between the two of us.
No, okay. Just don't see any more Jennifer Lopez films, and I won't have to do this again.
Love you.
All right, love you, too.
Bye.
All right, there's lots.
She's trying to give you a clue, man.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-737-5955. In a moment, we'll welcome Krishna to the show. Let's welcome to the show our good friend, Trey Gant, resident sales guy from the other side of the building. What's up with you, brother? You're looking stern today. You're looking very cross. Can we get Trey's mic up here?
I'm trying to find the words.
For?
Usually, I'm on my way to make a sales call about an hour ago. I'm trying to generate a little revenue, which, of course, we know that, you know, revenue is what pays for all this stuff around here. And I happen to pop in on the middle of something to have, you know, it's like, you know, I thought we were pals, and then you're hanging me out to dry.
Well, I didn't say anything. I didn't say a damn thing.
Did you realize that we have to make a living?
Is this about the new tire? This is about your new 20-inch rims that you're rolling on?
But yeah, by the way, Matt.
Yeah, what's up?
That was a perfect opportunity for you to fess up and say, hey, leave him alone, you know? But no.
At least Matt didn't say get a small penis.
Exactly.
I was staying the hell away from that.
I was so
the 20-inch wheels look good on the new Tahoe.
Absolutely.
They look good.
Ready to turn around, come back here, and flop it right on the control panel.
20-inch wheels.
See, I'm not saying...
You're the one that says it's about the inches. I'm saying it's about the chrome.
I don't want to know what you've got chromed, brother. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's going on there. Yeah. I didn't say anything. All I said was you got new wheels, and in my experience, a woman wasn't going to pork you because of your wheel rims. That's all I'm saying.
I'd do them.
Because...
Okay. Wait. All right. Well, we're just going to let you guys adjourn to a closet somewhere then.
No, why?
Not because his wheels. He's got class.
Yeah, because nothing... All right, never mind.
I didn't say... I'm not going to say anything.
Unfortunately, he just blew all the credibility for from now on.
I know. Well, he hates me anyway, so...
No one's
going to
believe you when you say that.
Why not?
Because Rick finds a way, now with his little helpers, to put me into this corner of...
my little helpers. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, Rick didn't say anything.
I didn't say a damn thing. Sarah's the one who implied that you had a small...
There was an inflammation, but I never said anything personally about his manhood.
You... Well... You didn't use the word penis.
I just didn't. I thought that Trey was secure enough that he wouldn't get all upset about this. I'm sure he has...
Secure enough in what?
I'm sure he has his own big porcelain statue somewhere.
Maybe we'll get to see it at the next holiday party.
All I can say is go Oklahoma.
Okay. All right. There you go. It's Trey again, everybody. All right. In just a moment, we'll welcome Kristen from accounting to the show. Let's welcome now our good friend and compatriot, host of his very own damn fine radio show on the weekends, our good friend Clyde Lewis. Host of Ground Zero, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sorry, Trey was still giving me crap.
What's up with you, man?
Oh, nothing. Just, I can tell you right now that confidence is high for something happening tonight in New York. Just thought I'd let you know.
What do you mean, something happening?
Something happening. That's all I got to
you
say.
Mean a terrorist thing?
Perhaps.
Well, something. That's a broad statement. Something's always happening.
Well, I'm not going to say. Why would I want to come right out and say it's a terrorist thing?
You're in a bad mood today. What are you starting off in such a bad mood for?
I'm not in a bad mood. It's just that you're saying something. Well, yeah.
I'm asking, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Okay, Clyde's in a bad mood from the get-go.
No, I'm not in a bad mood. It's just that I'm not going to say what it is, because if I do, then I'll be held to accountable for anything that is said or done at New York. But I can tell you now, there's a lot of attention.
Really, they're not going to hold you accountable.
There's a lot of attention being given to what's going on all around the world right now, like it was back in the year 2000. I was watching the coverage. They were looking at what was going on all over the country, all over the world. And now we've got these terrorists are on the loose. So don't be surprised if you hear something of a close call or something like that. So that's all I got to say.
We'll take a look back at what went on in 2002, the year in weird here in just a moment. Let's welcome to the show our friend and colleague, Kristen from accounting.
Well, howdy.
Yo, Kristen, what's up with you?
Yeah, not too much. Although we've veered so far from the topic I actually called about, I don't know if, you know, anyone will remember. But... with Jolie and the whole J-Lo thing, and this isn't to say anything about Jolie. I love you dearly, sister.
But,
well, no, the reason why, I have a theory on why women love J-Lo so much.
Uh-huh.
The fact that she's a minority notwithstanding, you know, everybody loves that, the kind of, you know, Jenny from the hood makes good.
Yes.
But women love the fact that a woman who has some sort of defect, or big butt, as you will.
And her butt is not big.
Well,
that is so lame.
That's like saying, that's like when people...
But that's what everybody talks about, so that is the accepted...
You live in Oregon, you know what women with big asses really look like.
Yeah, but I also lived in Hollywood, and I know how big those asses are, too. And they're much smaller.
She's a pity star. They pity J-Lo. That's why
she's a big star. No, I think they can identify with her because they think, well, J-Lo's got a big butt. I've got a big butt, too, so I can be what she is.
Right.
I've got a big nose. I can be like J-Lo, or I've got, you know.
I don't get that. Because I got to tell you this, and maybe it's just me, but when I first saw Jennifer Lopez, when she first came to my attention, which I guess was... it was after she was a Fly Girl, but what was the first thing she was in?
The Cell.
Well, there was something before The Cell. It was at Close Range with George Clooney.
No.
And when I first saw Jennifer Lopez, I don't know about you, but I wasn't struck by the fact that she had a big ass. Like, when I saw her on TV for the first time, I didn't say, there's a girl with a big ass.
Well,
I didn't even notice it.
They were probably trying to downplay it, because did you ever see her in that picture with the white pants on? White pants is... It's always a bad move to wear white pants.
So they go, well, if J-Lo has a big ass, I also can make it.
Exactly.
Now we know why Oprah's so popular.
Exactly.
She got the all-over ass, though.
It's
Kristen from accounting. All right, it's 503-250-1080, but Stedman's a big fan, apparently. So. All right, so 2002, by the way, we got this about Jolie. Maybe she has a lesbian fantasy for Jennifer Lopez, like all the women. Do all women have a lesbian fantasy? Sarah?
Do all women have a lesbian fantasy for Jennifer Lopez?
I can't speak for all women, but I don't.
All right. Okay, anyway. So 2002, so we're already calling 2003 the year of the Clyde.
Mm. Well, it's going to be a lot weirder. This year has a lot of things. I got to run down a list of things that are weird. First of all, Alien Abduction and The Rapture, people are comparing the two. You're either Left Behind or you're Taken. The two shows, the two major shows, one is by Christians, the other is by Steven Spielberg. Henry Kissinger, and he being appointed to investigate 9/11 and then resigning. Why? Because he's a war criminal and a bad man. Mothman, of course, was huge in the beginning of the year because of the Mothman prophecy movie and the investigation into what may have happened back in Virginia back in the 60s. Creationism, evolution, and intelligent design. Intelligent design is the new thing, whether or not we were created by aliens. And, of course, now with the Raelians in the picture, it's going to be more of a discussion. Were we created by extraterrestrials and not by God?
Now, what's the deal on that cloned baby? Now, is it this week that the clone is being... They're trying to verify whether or not the baby's really a clone?
That's the number one story because of the fact that it just blows all things out. I think this is bigger than the moon landing. If we have a clone baby out there, there's probably like four or five more babies on the way.
That guy already says he's got 2,000 people on the waiting list to be cloned.
Well, there's probably another five or six clone babies that are going to be born within the next couple of weeks. This has been going on behind the scenes. The only thing that I find most interesting is the hubris that's involved here and how we are trying to figure out who did it so that we can slap fines on them. We have no business doing it. We're a bunch of egotistical bastards, I think, and I think that we should celebrate life rather than trying to make this look like a monster, because in reality it's not a monster. This child has a life, it breathes, it has a soul, and we need to love it just like any other child.
Well, the only hubris, I mean, not the only hubris, but the vanity I see is it just bugs me, and it's always these white American parents that somehow feel like they have to have a perfect little replica of themselves running around. Well, like, you can't just adopt a kid, because of course that's out of the question.
And adoption is fine, but there are people that want to do that, and that's the choice that they want, they have, and the problem that I'm having is not the fact that, the problem I'm having is the idea that it just isn't right. It's something that God doesn't want. Well, you know what? How do you know what God wants? And it just irritates the hell out of me, all these people saying it's not what God wants. Another story that was huge last year, the death of Ray Wallace and the Bigfoot controversy. Bigfoot exists. Ray Wallace is not the only guy who, is involved in hoaxes, and that's like saying that the two drunks that made the crop circles were also...
Those two guys in Britain, we made all 50,000 of them.
No, they didn't. In fact, crop circles, of course, a new look into crop circles is another story that happened in the world of weird. Muslims versus Christians and the mysticism in the media. If the last headline in the Oregonian doesn't convince you that this is a holy war, then I don't know what will. When they talked about the four Baptists that were shot and killed in Yemen, it's the 1040 window. It's the quest of the crusade that Bush has been talking about. And if you look at all the pictures in the media, they're making him out to look like a religious figure. There was just a picture yesterday that was printed that shows Bush actually his silhouette against the American flag, making him look like some sort of a larger-than-life character. You'll be seeing more of this in the news, where they're going to be making Bush and all of his cronies look more like saints and larger-than-life characters. And this is a part of the mysticism and the manipulation that the media is doing to make you feel like that our leaders are the only leaders.
Well, you think at some point that these Christian missionaries would figure out that it's probably not an advisable idea to go to a country where the words American and lynching are always used in the same sentence.
Well, it's against the law to preach. Hello. It's against the law. So if you're going to go and you're going to break the laws in other countries, you deserve to be shot. And that's the way. That's the bottom line.
That's Clyde Lewis,
that's
the broadcasting
law,
management.
Be shot.
That's Clyde Lewis endorsing the killing of Americans there.
Not Americans.
Attention, John Ashcroft.
Break the law.
Address
people
all
who break
comments
the law
to Clyde Lewis at 2000 Southwest First.
If we had Muslims
Portland,
coming in
Oregon,
this country preaching the Islamic religion,
7201,
and were breaking the law, they'd have to fall under the laws of the land.
That's
and that's universal, in my opinion.
Clyde Lewis
anyway,
saying that.
Also, one of the big stories: the hints of disclosure about UFOs and extraterrestrials. There are scientists now; they're looking seriously into the abduction phenomena, and Peter Sturrock's one of them, and there are several others who met in a meeting, and they said that they're probably going to come with us within the next year, and they will tell us exactly.
I feel that you're in a foul mood today.
Huh?
I feel that you're in a bad mood today.
No, I'm hurrying because you had so many things before my time.
That's not true. We don't even have a break here. We've got a whole other suite for you.
I do?
Wait, come on, man. Like, I'm all...
No, I usually come on here at
what are you, like, channeling Betsy or something today? You're not giving me enough time!
No, it's just I have to rush through these things and not explain myself.
Right, well, we have a whole...
There's the break right there.
Yeah, but then
sorry.
But then we have a whole, like, 8 minutes on the other side.
Yeah.
There's only two breaks this hour.
Well, then I misunderstood.
You were in a bad mood from the minute you walked in here today.
No, I'm not in a bad mood at all.
Is this because we're busting on J-Lo?
No, I hate J-Lo.
Okay.
I am in a foul mood.
Buck up, little camper.
I need some coffee. I'm a hateful, spiteful son of a bitch.
I'm... Yeah, and you really should take back that thing about people being shot.
No,
they're going to come to your house.
No, if they're breaking the law, they need to face the problems
that's
that are there.
Clyde Lewis.
It's true. Well, if they're breaking the law, they need to abide by the law.
The views of Clyde Lewis do not represent the views of anyone, anywhere, ever. We'll be back. It's Hot Talk Kennedy Kids again.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I'm just saying I think you might need to go to timeout.
No, let me tell you something, okay? I want to clarify something. You know, I'm not advocating the shooting of anybody, and I don't want you to twist that to make it sound like I am.
I'm not twisting a damn thing. You said they should be shot.
I said this, okay? If they are breaking the law, if they are found to be breaking the law, which means that if they are preaching, which is against the law in those countries.
In Yemen, they weren't preaching, by the way.
Well, they were hospital
They were
workers.
Health. They were hospital. Wait, that's the thing. They might as well have been preaching. They were health care workers.
They were health
My girlfriend's
workers.
A health care worker. She should be shot.
No. This is you're not even giving me a chance to speak.
I'm listening.
A short amount of time, you don't give me a chance to speak.
You are in a bad mood.
Let me talk to you. The truth is, if they are down there preaching, which most of them go down there with the pretext to do so, okay? It's not that they're going down there. They're going down there for the pretext of going out and preaching, which they're not supposed to be doing. And yet we have to be all passionate and say, oh my gosh, they're attacking Americans. Sure, they're attacking Americans, but they're also attacking people who go down with the pretext of preaching Christianity to Muslims,
all right,
which is against the law.
I'm just saying, do you want to withdraw the statement that they should be shot?
I did not say that they should be shot.
Clyde.
I said that if they're breaking the law, which is a capital offense, they should be subjected to the laws of that
you
land.
You said they should be
they're
shot. I've got it
laws.
On tape, Clyde.
No, they're not good laws.
I'm giving you the opportunity
they
to withdraw in front of
good
management.
Laws. However, they are laws right. Nonetheless.
Okay.
And until we go in there and change those laws, we have no business trying. It's like throwing yourself in front of a firing squad. It's not a smart move.
Just saying.
I mean, I was in South America. I know what it means to have to not do certain things because we will end up being shot, and that's why I'm not shot.
Okay.
You can get shot. It's easy to do.
Annie in Portland. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know.
You did say they should be shot.
Yeah, I did not say that.
Clyde, I've got, like, everybody here. I've got a dat rolling in the other room.
I said if they
just
break the law,
play it back. Can you play it back?
Hold on. Who heard Clyde say they should be shot?
That is actually what Clyde said.
I did not say they should be shot.
Clyde, I've got all these witnesses here. Thank you, Sarah.
I really wasn't paying attention.
Jolie's recusing herself.
I did not say that.
How much would you like to bet me?
I said if they are breaking
the law. How much would
the
you like to bet me that the words they should be shot.
Shot?
You said they should be shot.
No, I said
how much would you
was,
like to bet me?
It was
me?
Actually if he did say if they're breaking the law then they should be shot.
Right.
That was the way it was said.
A non-capital offense.
It's a capital offense.
Not according to international law.
No, to Christianity, you cannot preach Christianity.
Not according to international.
Countries.
Not according to international. Not a capital offense, Clyde.
You can't do it.
Not
in China,
a capital offense.
In Thailand,
not
you can't do it in other places.
Not against the law internationally. Not a capital offense according to international law. Just not.
Where? Give me the.
Clyde, according to the United Nations, I'll ring up Kofi Annan. He'll explain it to you. And you're always the one saying that we should abide by what the UN tells us to do.
No, I never say that.
All right, Annie, what have you got about a Roddy Piper shirt?
Yeah, well, you know, a while back you were talking about his auto shops. He has muffler shops.
Yes.
And I got a T-shirt from one of those.
Excellent.
I got it at Goodwill a long time ago.
All right, you got to pass that up to a brother.
What?
You got to pass that along.
Well, see, I was wondering what you wanted to trade for it.
Let's see, I've got some old socks I don't wear much anymore, and I've got some Sun Chips that I didn't finish for breakfast. I don't know, we've got some KOTK swag we could probably slide your way.
Okay.
I don't know, see if you get a chance, you drop it by the station one of these days, we'll hook you up with some Luther Right and the Wrongs music and get you a Fairly Honest Don's T-shirt or something.
Okay.
All right, so one of these days when you're going to be in the neighborhood, you let us know, we'll hook up a trade or something.
All right, cool.
Love me the Roddy Piper. All right, there you go, there's Annie in Portland. All right, so coming up on Tom Likas, is going to be up in about 7 minutes, by the way, the world famous Phil Henry Show. It's coming up on Ground Zero this week. Are you going to be live this week?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to have Vox FUX on the show.
All right.
He was harassed and he was searched by the CIA and the Secret Service because of things that he said about President Bush.
All right. Yes?
Huh?
Oh, okay. All right. And
yeah, that's who we're having on. And he's a rare interview. Not very many people talk to him. And he was harassed. Another guy by the name of Michael Moore, who's a chief petty officer, was also harassed. He was on the USS Paul Revere.
I heard about that, yeah.
And they're all, a lot of people are being harassed by the government because of what they say.
We want to give big ups to 2002 Milton Berle and the 12-inch Plaster. Eminem, Andrew W.K., Kid Rock.
J-Lo.
Women Everywhere, who we hate that we would still bang. Trey Rowland on 20s Through the Hood and the Burbs. Did you write that? Rolling on 20s in the Tahoe, yo.
All right.
And we're going to thank Clyde Lewis from News of Ground Zero and Ground Zero, Friday 10 to 1, Saturday 10 to 1, Sunday 8 to 10. We're going to thank Jolie from the front desk. I know there's somebody we're leaving out here. I know Trey from sales, of course, and all of that. The Rick Emerson Show is produced by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. We want to thank Christina, by the way, for calling in from Vegas. Tim Riley is in the KOTK newsroom. The executive producer is one Matthew Peterson. And we thank you all for being there. We will see you tomorrow live for the KOTK Noon News Hour. Be safe tonight. We want to see all of you, each and every one of you, safe and sound on the other side. As always, do not let the bastards grind you down. Like us next. Thank you for listening. Bye.